The idea is to show what people have composed as a form of activism, and then not only ask audiences to view things, but ask audiences to make things. And in this case, a feminist value is not necessarily the value of independence and not necessarily the value of dependence. We feminists are interested in interdependence, meaning let's do it together, let's include people. So part of this film festival is to break the kind of Hollywood hold where you have to have huge budgets to make a film, and this time to be showing films made by women on very low budgets that were interdependent projects, and then also at the end invite people who have been an audience member to think and brainstorm how to make films themselves.
So obviously the idea is hoping there might be a few people that come away doing this with some lower budget, just your simple camera and not not a lot of high priced props and things.
Right, exactly.
Now you'll have 8 films. Did you have some in mind when you explored this topic, or did you have a longer list and pared it down?
We have a long list and of friends who would like to participate in this film festival, but we have time limitations. You know, we have 3 days, so kind of location and a time allocation. We finally kind of taper it down to one feature film and one short film per night. Also, we have Saturday in the daytime, 4 feature film and 4 short films.
Tell me about your film, Free Trade Refugees. Tell me a bit about yours.
It's a project I started in 2001 after I finished my defense of my PhD dissertation. I'm Chinese American, and I'm interested in learning more about other ethnic groups, and also interested in about invisible people in our community. So the project started with a Mexican working in Chinese restaurants, and then gradually kind of going into my own expertise, which is education policy. So we started with the education of migrant workers and located site to observe and to film. We started to know this group of people, and we asked them, do you want to record your life in this area? So they said, fine, we want to. So I said, would you allow us and to be interviewed by us and share the documents? They said, fine. So we continued to go to the small town for about 10 years. And after 2 cycles of migration, majority of them returned to Mexico and couldn't make ends meet and returned to United States. And then after they worked for a couple of years, it was very harsh, they returned to Mexico. So after 2 cycles, we said, well, we probably should end the project. And through working in this project, we also service a lot of the community people. So Maria Silva, who is in a communication PhD program, helped me as an interpreter and fieldwork manager. And we went through almost 10 years, a joint project, and post-production took another 3 years. So it's a very long project. People should come to see it. It bring a group of totally invisible people among us and see how they live their lives, build their community, how they labor in our community.
Do we expect, Susan, everybody from every film? Would there be Q&A after every movie?
We've been lucky enough to get 5 of the filmmakers that have been able to come, and we're going to have a post showing discussion with also inviting members of the community who kind of know a lot about subjects. So for instance, the feature film on Thursday night, which is the opening night, is the Monsanto hearings. So we will have discussion of the film itself, and it's also a project to get people to realize about Monsanto, and also members of the community who know something about Monsanto. So after every film duo, the short and the long, there'll be a discussion. But one of the really innovative things that I like that we're doing, we're going to get one of those big old whiteboards, and we're going to have it there, and we're going to ask people throughout the film fest to come up to the whiteboard and to write down ideas of films they want made or they want someone else to make, or as a woman, they want this kind of feminist film or films they no longer want anyone to make. And every night we're going to photograph that and put it on Facebook so people can kind of be updated as to what their community is thinking of in terms of making films. And then Saturday, between the afternoon and the evening showing, we'll have it for this filmmaker grassroots activist workshop, where the idea is to galvanize people to think that film can be a media, not only to take little photos with your cell phone, but it can be something that 4 or 5 people could get together and spend a year making, at least.
And just mentioning other films, just to highlight a few, the one that stands out for me is Sita Sings the Blues. I mean, that obviously award-winning animated film by someone Nina. From Urbana. So
yeah, and she's going to be talking about, Nina is one of these great people who has cut the sound and visual barrier with Hollywood, and she simply makes everything of hers free and available. Before you see a film, you're told on the screen that the FBI can come into your house and put you up in jail, in prison, up to 5 years and $250,000 if you happen to show this film without permission. So Nina Paley, to ignore copyright, has created something called Copyleft, where she's basically telling people, make the film and then give it away. And so she's going to be talking about that after her film on Saturday at probably about 1:15.
Well, anything else either you want to add on what you hope everyone comes away with after they've seen a few of these movies and gone through the workshop?
Yeah, because what I think, and then Carol, I'd be curious how you'd answer this. I think there are a lot of messages that we need to hear from one another, and that need to not only be personal or communal, but public. And this is the idea that if you feel you have a needed message or a support or an encouragement, the film media allows you to send that, and it also allows you to work with other people in an interdependent way. So this is part of the message that we're saying. What do you want, Carol, out of this film festival?
Out of this film festival, I think we want to see a lot of film made locally. And it's a composition project. So you see something in daily activity, you take a lot of pictures, put some short, you know, skits or something from your cell phone. But how do you put it all together to make sense of a simple project like that will enrich our lives?